Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus, essential plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Believe in Monster Trucks with Monster Jim Lord, and I am your host, Monster Jim Lord. And today we're going to recap the results, highlights, everything from this past weekend in Glendale, Arizona. Monster Jam had two shows rolling this weekend, one Saturday, one Sunday. And some of the best action we've seen all year. It's like I say this every single podcast, some of the best action we've seen all year after every new stadium show. But I'm not lying. I'm not exaggerating. Monster Jam is getting even better. These stadium shows are getting better. I will say the Sunday show did fall a little bit shorter due to a ton of breakage. And a lot of it I don't really understand. I understand why Kristen couldn't come out. I didn't understand why Zombie couldn't come out, because how many times have they done an engine swap in racing and the truck comes out for two wheel? I know a lot of the time it doesn't and they wait till freestyle, but in the Sunday show, we'll get this out of the way. Zombie Bar Musaur ran one racing pass, came out for his second after he won. The truck would not fire. They said there were engine problems, but he did not come out for the rest of the show. It's almost like they didn't even bother fixing it or even bother trying. I don't know why. I don't know all the details, so I'm sorry I can't provide them to you. I'm just as confused as any of you else would be. So just with that out of the way, let's get straight into the results and the action from Glendale this weekend. Great show on Saturday night. It was probably, along with St. Louis, those are my two favorite stops that Monster Jam's been to the entire year. And that says a lot, because Monster Jam stadiums have hit a lot of cities this year already. Due to the circumstances, not as many as they would, but for the circumstances that we are under currently, Monster Jam has hit a lot more cities than I would have expected to, and it looks like they're just going to keep on going. And I think St. Louis did have the best weekend of the year, but I think Glendale is a close second. Giant floor, giant, great facility. I love the stadium, State Farm Stadium, definitely one of my favorites to visit. I wish I could go there more. Such a beautiful stadium. But getting into the results in action, Saturday night had a great show. Starting off with racing, your racing winner, Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid, defeated his brother, Adam Anderson, in Megalodon in the racing finals, which Ryan has had Adam's number pretty much this whole year. I mean, there have been quite a few times where Adam has beaten Ryan in the finals, semifinals, anything like that. But it was Ryan's night tonight. Usually in the finals, Ryan seems to take out Adam. I think out of every race, or every race combination possible this year that we've had on stadiums, Ryan and Adam has been in the finals the most out of anyone else. Just the way the brackets work out, they always seem to get there, and they are two of the best racers in the sport, so what are you going to expect? For two-wheel, your two-wheel winner in the show was, once again, Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid. A couple drivers put up a good two-wheel, like Bryce Kenny, did very consistent in the two-wheel. Tala Duke rode a bicycle halfway across the stadium. That was incredible in his hometown show, so that was really cool, too. Tom Mentz came out with two maximum moonwalks, as he does every weekend. And your winner, though, Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid, started off his two-wheel with a bicycle, turned it into a save. He was getting a little too close to the wall, so he had to set the truck down. And for the second attempt, he was going for the sidewall donut with one of the most violent, definitely the most violent sidewall donut we've seen. And let alone the most violent crash. It wasn't even a crash. It's the most violent trick we've seen in Monster Jam in quite a few years. That doesn't have to do with the truck launching straight up and going straight back down. Just for like a ground move, the truck moved so violently, so abruptly. He moved into the sidewall donut, got a little too close to the other pod on the other side of the field, and the back wheels caught, and the truck launched in the air on the side. So the truck is on its left two wheels in the air on the side, spinning. He's just mashing the gas. And the truck spins and spins and spins and breaks. And just the troll truck's all broken. The sway bar is four links. So the truck's just flexing everywhere. And he pulls it off, lands it on all wheels, hits the brakes in time, saves it. Really cool. I like I say on the podcast all the time, my favorite two-wheel skill move is the sidewall donut, let alone move in Monster Jam in general. It's such a beautiful move. And when you can throw a little twist on it, pun intended, it makes it that much better. So cool. Ryan Anderson, obviously the best two-wheel skill driver we have in Monster Jam today. So he is 2 for 2 up in this event, moving into freestyle. And moving into freestyle, we have some pretty good highlights from this weekend. Kristen Anderson threw down, I would say, her best freestyle run in a stadium, at least. I mean, you can't really compare the stadium and arena freestyle, because the stadium's always going to be better no matter what. But I believe Kristen Anderson threw down her best freestyle of her entire career, night one in Glendale. She didn't even fill the clock, but she had so much speed, so much momentum, more than we're used to her seeing. She threw in a nice save there, too, got up on two wheels, and attempted the mini flip. And the truck caught the front wheels, over-rotated, almost completed two, but did not. Really cool to see, though. Really cool to see Kristen improving. And unfortunately, it looks like right now that is going to be it for Kristen Anderson in stadiums. It looks like she is not scheduled for any shows upcoming in the next month and a half. In stadiums, she will be next weekend in Charleston, West Virginia, for an arena show, but it looks like Adam is taking over the main seat in Gravedigger again for the foreseeable future, so that's going to be more fitting, what we're more used to seeing. But looks like Kristen's going to be back to the main Gravedigger driver in arenas. But I got a little sidetracked there. Other highlights in freestyle is Mike Christensen Vendetta, a guy who, you know, his first ever Monster Jam shows under the Vendetta name, came in and threw down just a great overall competition in racing. He made it to the semifinals along with his teammate Paul Jensen in Jurassic Attack, but they both faced up against Anderson, so it's not their fault. They had no chance. Whenever you're against an Anderson, you're going to lose. Which, that was really impressive to see. Two Andersons in the semifinals, as well with two team Throttle Monster trucks, Jurassic Attack and Vendetta. Really cool. Interesting to see. It was really interesting racing bracket on Saturday night. And in two-wheel, they did okay. Mike Christensen did a little bit better than Paul Jensen. Paul Jensen failed two attempts at stoppy moonwalks, but Christensen let down a good wheelie and attempted a bicycle, but that's not what I'm talking about. I was talking about freestyle. Freestyle, Mike Christensen attempted a backflip, which I did not expect either of those trucks to. Not like I was underestimating them. It was just the fact that, you know, their first shows, I wasn't sure that they would be approved for a backflip, but hey, they were, both of them individually. And on Saturday night, Mike over-rotated the backflip, landed on the hood almost, and almost pulled out the save, but looks like he got shut down in time, before he could save the truck. So, still really cool. Lindsey Reed had a nice crash in freestyle. Truck violently flipped over, landed on all the wheels, and broke. Adam Anderson, again, had another great high-flying freestyle, very consistent. And your 11th truck out was Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid in freestyle. And at this point, he took the lead with a great run, a phenomenal freestyle. Typical Ryan Anderson freestyle. So, as the 11th truck out, Ryan has won racing, he's won two-wheel, and he's first in freestyle with only one truck to go, which is Tom Entz Max D. And Tom Entz Max D comes out and steals the freestyle win right from Ryan Anderson, the last possible opportunity that someone could take the perfect triple from Ryan. It happened. Tom won freestyle, had a pretty big air backflip, stopped the truck into a rebound stoppy off of one of the crossover ramps, which was awesome. He did that twice this weekend. And pulled off some more big air, did some donuts. Really good freestyle run from Tom. I think it did deserve to win too. I do think that it was a little better than Ryan's, not really momentum based, but more trick based, more just wow factor. So I still have yet to see anyone clear an entire show with competition wins. How many times have I seen Ryan win racing and skills this year and not win freestyle? I couldn't count. I've lost count. It has to be at least three or four times that he's done that exact same thing this entire year, but could not get it done. Once more in Glendale. Not fault to his own, just Tom put on a better freestyle. So, needless to say, your overall event champion for show one, Ryan Anderson, Bakugan Dragonoid. Very well deserved. This not even up for dispute. Ryan was the driver of the night in Glendale show one. So, moving on to show two in Glendale, your racing winner for show two, Adam Anderson, Megalodon, defeating once again his brother Ryan Anderson in the finals. So, they both made it to the finals in both shows, and then each brother took a win against the other. And Adam Anderson is your racing winner for his last ever racing competition behind the wheel of Megalodon. It looks like Adam is going to be back permanently in Gravedigger. He's not scheduled for any upcoming shows. It's not like he's filling in Gravedigger for one and then going back to Megalodon for another. It looks like he's going to be completely out of that truck. That's what they were saying at the stadium. That's what they were all talking about. That was the big talk this weekend. So Adam, in his last ever show driving Megalodon, takes the racing win. Fitting. Very fitting. Your skills winner, Tom Mentz and Max D. Not much happened in the skills competition this weekend. This show, it was a little lacking because three trucks couldn't even come out for the skills. A lot of breakage this show that for some reason, I don't know, there's only a two-show weekend. They've been doing three, four-show weekends this year, and every single truck comes out for every competition, but a lot of the trucks are just having a lot of mechanical failure for whatever reason this show. So Tom Mentz comes out, beautiful maximum moonwalk, and walks up the center pod like he's been doing all season. And again, deserved. Tom did not slack at all this show in the two-wheel. And your freestyle winner for show two in Glendale, Arizona, Adam Anderson, Megalodon. So Adam doubles down in his last ever show driving Megalodon. And I will say right now that this freestyle, I've been to so many shows this year. I've been to all but one stadium show this year. And that was the first one in Houston I missed due to my flight being canceled. And I will say out of every show, including that first one that I was not at, this is the best freestyle I have seen all year from Adam Anderson. Not just from him, from anyone in the entire field. And there's, the best field of drivers, Tom Mentz, Todd LeDuc, Ryan Anderson, Adam himself, Bryce Kenny, all these great drivers that are strong, very freestyle strong, and it took till now for the best run of the year to happen. Adam Anderson had so much air, so much speed, so much momentum, exactly what we're used to seeing him do in Gravedigger, and he admitted it himself after on the video board when they were interviewing him after the show. He said, "I've been taking it easy all year. Just Megalodon, he was really just trying to pass the time, not give the crew too much work, not try to, overstep his role." But he is Adam Anderson. I mean, he should know that he's not overstepping his role, putting the truck through a lot. But he was just trying to be nice to the truck, nice to the company this year. And he's like, "Mate, my last show in Megalodon, I'm going to drive it like Gravedigger." And that is exactly what he did. Just the air, the speed, every single hit was entertaining because it had so much air, so much speed. Exactly that Adam driving style that we're used to seeing in Gravedigger, just with a Megalodon body on. So really cool. Hit the mini flip and landed it. So much big air. Ended off with a nice donut, and he didn't even crash the truck. He's still in his last run in Megalodon, drove the truck back to the pits with relatively low damage. Not quite sure what was all wrong with the truck. It seemed to be leaning, but the fact that he could do that and pull it off, insane. And again, I don't think you needed me to say this, but your overall event champion for show two in Glendale, Arizona, Adam Anderson, Megalodon. In his last ever show driving Megalodon, Adam takes the overall event championship, which is quite interesting because, counting stadiums, Adam only has one overall event championship this year, and that is in Tampa, Florida. And they've done around 20 stadium shows this year, and to only get one overall, that is quite low, especially for Adam Anderson. I mean, I'd say out of all the drivers in Monster Jam history, ever since they've been doing overalls, he would have the most. or very close to the top, I mean. And to see him only get one this year up until this point where he gets a second in his last show, it really shows that if Adam was putting on his full performances like he did in Gravedigger, it looked like he easily would have taken the series championship, you know, in hindsight. I mean, I don't think anyone predicted him to coming in this year driving Megalodon, but he got really close, finished in third, and only lost first place in the very last show of the championship. So I'm saying if Adam was turning it up every weekend, I don't even know if it would have been close. I think Adam would have taken that series by far, looking back at it. But your overall for Saturday, Ryan Anderson Bakugan Dragonoid, and your overall for Sunday, Adam Anderson Megalodon. And next time we will see Adam and Gravedigger in Indianapolis. I'll let you guys know where you can catch me next, for my next Moss Jam shows. You can check out all the footage from Glendale. I uploaded all the full shows on my channel right now, youtube.com/C/Monster Jam Lord, or just type Moss Jam Lord in on YouTube. And if you want to keep up with more frequent updates, go to Instagram and type in @monster.jam.lord, and that's where I'll be. Keep up with all my news, all my announcements, if there's anything in between podcast dates that you won't hear here. So here's my schedule on Wednesday. This is going to go up on Tuesday. I am flying out to Digger's Dungeon, the Poplar Branch, North Carolina, for Dennis Anderson's Extreme Monster Truck Ride Thursday morning. That will be the next video on the channel after all the Glendale footage is uploaded, so that's going to be insane. Experience of a lifetime. And my next Monster Jam show will be that next weekend after Digger's Dungeon. I will be in Indianapolis for those three shows, 2 Saturday, 1 Sunday, where Adam will be piloting Gravedigger once again. And then the week, 2 weekends after that, I will be in Kansas City, Missouri, for two stadium shows at Arrowhead Stadium. And the next weekend after that, I will be in San Antonio, July 3rd and 4th, for Monster Jam, for those three shows. And that is all I have scheduled right now. I said last week on the podcast that I may do Nashville. I'm still not sure yet. They have not announced a lineup or anything yet, so I'm waiting for that, and I'll let you guys know as soon as I know. So it looks like I'm only covered up till the next month for Monster Jam shows. Monster Jam better start announcing some new ones, because I want to be getting out to more shows for you guys, putting that content out there. But if you enjoyed this podcast, make sure to follow all my socials. Follow me on YouTube, follow me on Twitter, follow me on Instagram @monster.jam.lord or monsterjamlord. Just type it in, you'll find it anywhere on the internet. Subscribe to me on YouTube, turn on the notifications so you never miss a premiere, because I have been premiering my videos lately. And subscribe, keep the channel going, so you can keep up with more Monster Jam action and more Monster Jam news. Thank you for listening to this podcast, everybody. Have a good one.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.